Well, let's talk now with Ziggy Gordon, 27 years of age from Scotland, and he's playing for the Wanderers, the Western Sydney Wanderers. He's a defender, and he joins us on the telephone. Morning, Ziggy.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, mate. What about the Wanderers so far? First on the ladder, you've won two, you've lost the one, and also drawn one. But that defeat, or that win against the Mariners, which we saw on Tuesday night, they came out and attacked, didn't they, the Mariners? But you just got the better of them.
I think so. I think I was a bit of a villain on the day, but I don't mind that. it's the end result that really matters. I think the way we played, I think we more than deserved, you know, what we got. I think we were very patient in how we played, and that's what the gaffer expects from us, a lot of patience and try and control the game and control the ball.
How do you find that patience side of it? Obviously, coming from Scotland, and you've played over there, obviously, to start your trade. How do you find the difference in leagues and patience in Australia?
I think the Australian League's very tactical. I think there's a lot of good players here, a lot of really, really good athletes. Perhaps it's a slower on the ball, mm-hmm. slower off the ball, but I think a lot of that is down to the temperature. I think in Scotland we don't quite get to, you know, 21 degrees, let alone 41 degrees.
Has that been the most difficult part of playing out here?
I think it's enjoyable. I think, you know, there's so many aspects of your game that need to improve. I think, like I said before, you need to be more patient in how you play and how you build up. And I really enjoy, you know, trying to get the ball from the back and having patterns of play and trying to figure a way, you know, against your opponents rather than a bit of luck or a kick of the park where it's just down to mistake or someone losing a runner. I'm really enjoying those aspects of the game, and I've definitely become a better player since then.
Yeah, what's the goal for the Wanderers this year? Knowing that we've had that, you know, the Sydney Derby not too long ago. There's plenty of rivalry at the moment, and you're sitting, you know, atop of the table.
I think we've got internal goals. I think these are things that you try and keep in house. To try and, you know, you don't want to become a target on your back, so yeah. to speak. You want to just get down to business, do your business nice and quietly, and hopefully no one notices us at the top of the league. But thanks for pointing that out to everybody.
What about moving to the Wanderers? What have you noticed as a difference between the Wanderers and the Mariners?
Well, I mean, it's the same sport. So it's the same philosophy. At the end of the day, you're trying to win games. You know, I'll never come out and try and criticise a club that I was at before. So that's not my intentions. All I want to talk about is the club that I'm at. And the Wanderers, since I've been there, have been first class to me, to the rest of the boys, the gaffer, and all the coaches have been brilliant towards me. They've given me a lot of responsibility, a lot of respect. And they just tell me what they expect from me. And As the gaffer always says, you know, I'll tell you what I expect. If you don't go out there and do it, I'll tell you a different way of how I expect it. If you still don't do it, then you have to come and sit with him. So I'm trying to stay away from that. I'm trying to stay as far away from him as possible.
I'm looking at Dave. You know what the gaffer is, Dave, don't you?
Yes.
The gaffer's a manager.
Yes.
How is Carl Robinson going?
I think so far it's been so good. You know, I think he's came in and tried to implement a plan that takes time. The way we want to build up our play, have the majority of possession, these things always take time. With new players in as well, you've got new characters, new personalities, new football players and how they play. So there's a lot for him to kind of digest and get us all working together, because we've only been together for, you know, probably about 5-6 weeks now. So it'll take time, as I always say. But I think the proof is there that, you know, we can do something this season. But as I say, we'll quietly go about our business, and then, you know, we'll see where we are at the end of the season.
Have you copped the red and black block yet? Have they been able to sort of get behind you guys at games? And obviously the fan supporters of the Wanderers are pretty huge.
Yeah, well, I think there's no better sign than, you know, the other day when I was unfortunately getting villainised and booed every time I touched the ball, but it was really nice to hear a cheer every time I touched the ball from the Wanderers support. So I really appreciated that. It got me through the game. And, yeah, I mean, the Wanderers fans are, you know, the sole fans you hear about when you come to Australia. Mm. They've got that European feel about them. And I'm really looking forward to, hopefully soon, all going well, we'll have more supporters in the stadium as well, and we can really help us and get behind us.
You play Newcastle again on Friday week. They'll obviously be looking to bounce back after their loss last night to the Roar. How do you approach this game again? Because you are playing a number of teams with what's happening with COVID. You're playing them again and again. How do you approach this game?
Well, I think it's always dangerous to play against teams that haven't had a great start to the season so far. But I've seen a lot of Newcastle and they've been very unlucky. And you don't want to be that team that their luck changes. But that only comes down to us. So if we play our style of play and everybody's ready to do what they're expected to do and take care of their responsibilities, then quite honestly, I'm never that concerned about the other team. I've got so much belief in the squad and the coaching staff here that it's really nice just to worry about yourself instead of the other team.
You obviously keep an eye on what happens back home in the Scottish League and the Premier League. What do you make of what's sort of happening overseas at the moment?
In terms of the Scottish League?
Well, the Scots, and also, you know, we're looking at Leicester City, who sat on top for a little while yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, I played against Brendan Rodgers, you know, a number of times, and you know, the difference he made to Celtic when he first came, and I think the difference he's made to Leicester is massive, and you can see what a top manager he is. But in terms of the Scottish League, I don't like to talk about it, really, because I know Kenny Miller's a big Rangers fan, and I'm on the other side of Glasgow, so we'll not talk about that if you don't mind. We can stick to Leicester, which I know nothing about.
Superb.
Ziggy, good luck at Friday week when you guys take on Newcastle. And, it'll be very interesting to see how the Wanderers go this season. You've got, as I always say, a lot of fire in that belly, that organisation, and who knows where it can lead you to.
Sure do. Well, I really appreciate it, guys.